from the latest on Caribbean cruises to kosher safaris, pilgrimages to Jewish Eastern Europe, and award-winning wines and international cuisine in sun-drenched Tel Aviv. Sit back and enjoy the trip with the travel edition of the Jerusalem Post podcast.
Hello, David.
Oh dear, have you been at the bottle again, Mark?
No, I'm driving, in case the police are listening.
Yes, I was going to say, what's that I could hear?
That's your glass of wine, David, that you're about to spill over the microphone.
Mine's still got something in.
Did you ever see the film Planes, Trains and Automobiles?
I did not. Was that Steve Martin?
And John Candy.
Not my thing.
Good film. So last episode, we were in cars. This episode, shall we talk about boats?
If you talk about boats, you will be hung, drawn and quartered by at least two and probably all three of our very special guests. Because?
You can put a boat on a ship, but you can't put a ship on a boat.
And we're not talking about boats.
We're going cruising.
And by the way, a back reference to cars, and it's a great podcast if you haven't heard it yet. It's spelt with a K, not a C. We decided it was... Actually, I have to say, credit to Mark. Mark said it was high time that we did a cruising special because of what is about to be a phenomenal year for two of Israel's ports, Haifa in the main and also Ashdod in the south, as the biggest cruising companies decide it's time to put those two ports, particularly Haifa, right on the cruising map.
High times on the high seas.
High tides.
Hi, David.
Oh, gosh.
Should we do a question?
You want to do a question or should we just tell people what's coming up?
Oh, I like doing questions, but go on then. Let's tell people what's happening.
Okay, so over the next half hour, 40 minutes, you are going to be hearing from three different people, representatives of Haifa Port, Royal Caribbean and Norwegian Cruise Line.
Now can I do the question?
You can absolutely do the question.
Question one, and the only question, Olivia de Havilland, Tom Hanks... Don Ameche and Kathy Bates are among 32 Oscar-winning guests on which long-running ABC TV show?
Before we go to a little jingle of music, what was the name of that film?
Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Olivia de Havilland!
Is a plane.
Let's go to the break!
This is the Jerusalem Post Podcast Travel Edition. Find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at MarkDavidPod. Or mail us at markdavidpod@gmail.com. So let's kick off our cruising special by talking to Zohar Rom, Head of Cruising and Tourism at Haifa Port. He tells us about the effect of COVID-19 on cruising from Haifa.
At first, we thought that this is only something that will affect cruise ships in the Far East, maybe in China or Japan, but somewhere around March 2020, we understood that it's going to be very big, of course, with the what was called as the Corona ship in Japan that made a lot of bad publicity, I would say, to the cruise industry. And since then, we are trying to figure out how Haifa Port Terminal and Israel as a cruise destination will look like after this pandemic. I must say we're still figuring it out, but what we understood in the last year or so is that demand is huge, both from Israelis to go on cruise ships from Haifa or around the world for that matter, and of course for tourists to do their maybe number one bucket list destination, which is of course the Holy Land, and Haifa is a perfect gateway. Sometime around the middle of 2021, we thought of bringing one of the flagships of the world called the Odyssey of the Seas of Royal Caribbean embarking from Haifa. But unfortunately, mainly because we didn't finish the protocols with the health ministry on time, we didn't make it.
Ben Bolden, the Vice President for Europe, Middle East and Africa at Royal Caribbean Cruises, picks up the story from here.
The cruise industry has been significantly hit by the COVID pandemic. And in March of 2020, we had to voluntarily, as an industry, essentially suspend sailing. And then ever since then, we've been working our way back towards some degree of normality and back towards sailing successfully again. Last summer, was really the first opportunity we had to get our ships back in the water, in my region at least. Our thinking originally was that we would try and sail out of Haifa. We had this incredible new ship, Odyssey of the Seas, has never sailed anywhere before. We took delivery during the pandemic. And given how well Israel was doing in terms of its fight against the pandemic, the fact that Israel had vaccinated a significant proportion of its population earlier than anyone else, we just thought, what a fantastic place to start cruising from. We'd never cruised from Haifa as a home port before, but we were up for the challenge. And we announced it, we were selling it, it was all going extremely well. But then, of course, unfortunately, the preparations were hampered a little bit by some of the uncertainty in the region at the time. We had to make a decision as to whether we thought it was the right thing to do to continue to try and sail from Haifa, or whether we just moved the ship and lift it somewhere else. For reasons, obviously, that I'm hoping most of your listeners can understand, we were nervous. And I think we thought, actually, maybe we just put this ship in Florida for the summer instead. We don't want to welch on our commitment to the market. We absolutely want to be sailing from Haifa more consistently. So I'm delighted that we were able to move on and plan for future seasons. And we're going to be there this summer and we're going to be there next summer. And then we will see how it goes.
Royal Caribbean are coming back to Israel in 2022. And you are bringing Rhapsody of the Seas to Haifa. What are the differences between Odyssey of the Seas and Rhapsody of the Seas?
Odyssey is a little different to Rhapsody. Odyssey was our latest ship with 5,500 guests across its 16 decks. It's still the newest member of our fleet before we take delivery of Wonder of the Seas shortly. And she is going to be coming back to Europe this summer, but we'll be sailing from Italy and from Rome, again, accessible to our guests from Israel. But we have a ship in Rhapsody of the Seas, which is another wonderful ship. It's slightly smaller, though. It's got 2,416 guests on board. This allows us to really navigate our way around the Greek Isles, perhaps a little more easily because it's a smaller ship, more nimble. But it's still a wonderful ship on the doorstep for our Israeli guests to really explore the Greek Isles and Cyprus. And of course, if our guests in Israel do want those larger ships, those newer ships, then, of course, Odyssey will be in Rome and we'll have Wonder, which we may touch on, is going to be based in Barcelona. So great ships within arm's reach of desire, if you like.
One of the great things that you were telling us about Odyssey last year was the plan to have kosher dining widely available on board. Is that still the case for 2022?
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to be ensuring we tailor the ship to meet the needs of our guests. Kosher will absolutely be available on board.
Tell us a bit about Rhapsody. What is there on board?
It's obviously got great pools, great dining. It's got a fabulous Vitality Spa and fitness center, so our guests can really pamper themselves. It's got an adults-only solarium. It's got two pools, six whirlpools, plenty of space for people to chill out and relax after a day exploring one of their favorite Greek isles. It's got a signature 40-foot tall rock climbing wall for those that want to get even higher. We'll be offering 3-night to 8-night round-trip itineraries to Greece and Cyprus, giving people a chance to kind of explore some of the ancient Greek heritage of destinations like Limassol or Athens. But equally, if they want to explore the islands of Santorini, Rhodes and Mykonos, we'll have itineraries that enable that as well. On board, there's great entertainment. Broadway Melodies Theatre is a terrific venue on board, and we'll have a variety of shows on board. And we're actually looking at, with our entertainment team, at what the best type of entertainment to offer our Israeli guests might be, and also to make sure we've got a good blend of entertainment. So there's so much to see and do on board, but the value is absolutely fundamental here. The value of sailing on board and seeing these countries and locations with us is incredible. And we've really gone out with some aggressive pricing next summer and this summer to make sure that people have got the opportunity to sail with us.
It's going to be a record-breaking year. As you've already indicated, Wonder of the Seas is about to take to the seas, the largest cruise ship in the world. When is the launch? What's the programme? You mentioned Barcelona in passing, but what more can you tell us?
Yeah, Wonder of the Seas is going to have its official launch in Miami now on the 2nd of March, and then it'll do its first guest sailing on the 4th of March. Guests in the Caribbean will be allowed to do a 7-night sailing from Fort Lauderdale. It stops at Labadee, Haiti, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And it will also, of course, stop at Royal Caribbean's exclusive island, Perfect Day at Coco Cay. So it's going to do that for 6 weeks or so before then transitioning across to Barcelona. And Barcelona will be her home port for the summer of 22. And we're going to kick things off on the 4th of May with an inaugural trade event just to kind of showcase the ship to some of our trade and key Crown and Anchor members. And we're going to have two sailings, one on the 4th and one on the 6th of May. And then full season will resume, 7-night sailings around the Mediterranean, which are going to be fantastic.
The ships are getting larger and larger, even if it's only by a few inches each time. But as these larger cruise ships take to the sea, how are you dealing with the environmental impact?
In 2021, we launched Destination Net Zero. So this is a comprehensive decarbonisation strategy that includes pledging to establish science-based targets, all with the key objective of achieving net zero emissions by 2050, which everyone would have heard lots about during COP26. So over 18 to 24 months, we'll be developing clear goals that are validated by the Science-Based Targets Initiative. And this is really a first of such a pledge across the cruise industry. Understandably, Royal Caribbean aspires for every ship to be more efficient than its previous one. And if you take a look at the sorts of incremental jumps that we've achieved, I think when we launched Harmony, it was 25% more efficient than its sibling, which was Allure, that preceded it. And those are the sorts of significant jumps in efficiency that we want to continue to make. And our focus is really on operating and designing some of the most efficient ships in the world.
Ben, where can people get more details of how to cruise on Rhapsody, Wonder, or any of the other wonderful cruises that you offer?
So, as always, people are free to visit us on royalcaribbean.com. Equally, for our Israeli guests, we have our partner Sunorama, who operates and represents our brand in Israel. And they work across the trade. So a number of travel agencies across the marketplace will be very familiar with our brand. We've sold cruises for many years in Israel very successfully. What we've not had the opportunity to do is to home port from Haifa in Israel. So hopefully your friendly travel agency will know of us and be able to book your cruise successfully. But if you're looking for local support, by all means, reach out to Sunorama. And failing that, just find us on the World Wide Web. Easy peasy.
Ben Bolden from Royal Caribbean, thank you very much for coming on our Haifa Cruising Special.
Thanks for having me.
And now it's time for our latest news headlines, brought to you as ever by the Jerusalem Post podcast, Travel Edition. All tourists will be allowed into Israel regardless of vaccination status starting March 1st, with no isolation, subject to a PCR test on arrival. Israelis entering the country will no longer be required to perform a test ahead of a homebound flight.
Istanbul Grand Airport now offers kosher food in vending machines. You can find pre-wrapped kosher hot meals at the airport's business lounges. The food is under the supervision of the Chief Rabbi of Turkey.
New airline Tel Aviv Air launches direct flights from Israel to Hamburg, Germany on March 6th. Initially, there'll be two flights a week.
A dispute between Israeli and Dubai airport authorities over security arrangements led to the cancellation of a number of flights run by three Israeli airlines. It could also lead to a reduction in Fly Dubai flights as a retaliatory measure.
El Al's decided to schedule in-flight prayer times on its long-haul flights between North America and Tel Aviv. The sessions will be held in the galley of the plane and announced publicly prior to commencement.
British Jewish teenagers will return to Israel tours in July and August 2022 for the first time since 2019, with those who missed out in 2020 and 2021 given the opportunity to apply for special programmes.
You're listening to our cruising special here on the Travel Edition of the Jerusalem Post podcast with Mark Gordon and myself, David Harris. Let's go back now to Zohar Rom from Haifa Port, who once again picks up the story in the wake of what happened with Royal Caribbean and the interest that that garnered amongst the other major cruise companies.
But, you know, I'll tell you a funny story about it. Executives started one by one to tell me, well, you had such a big success with the Odyssey of the Seas, you know. For the first minute, I thought they are mocking me, you know, and making fun of me, you know. But they didn't. What they meant is that it was proof that this can be done, both by the terminal of Haifa Port doing large ship turnarounds, and mainly that the Israeli people can be a very nice source market for the cruise industry.
You've whet the appetite of the Israeli public. They've seen ad after ad for Royal Caribbean and now for the other companies that are coming in. Assuming, fingers crossed, fingers in a Magen David, fingers in a crescent shape, that everything is going to be okay in 2022. Is this going to be the bounce back, the bumper year that you've been praying for?
Let's divide it in two kinds of cruising, all right? I mean, for Israelis or for tourists doing turnarounds in Haifa, I think 2022 is going to be an amazing year. Because if you look at the protocols, the health protocols, this doesn't have to be any difference from what you had in Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv. I mean, you do a PCR if you need before embarking the ship. You do a PCR inside the terminal after disembarking the ship. In terms of what we call port calls of tourist ships, I'm a little bit concerned because look, for example, about MSC. All right, MSC Lyrica is going to want to come something like 40 times to Haifa this year, but they want to come only for one day. Think about 1,200 passengers coming from Piraeus, having to take a PCR test upon arrival in a Haifa port and wants to leave in the same evening. I mean, they will have time maybe to go to Haifa for a few hours and then come back to the ship. So it's not going to happen. So what we are fighting for, I might say, for the protocols of the tourist ships is that we will use an antigen for fully vaccinated tourists that will come with the ship. And if the ship is docking for one day, they will take one antigen test before leaving the ship. If they are negative, they can leave the ship. And if they are coming for 2 days for Haifa, they will do an antigen every day for that matter. And they will go in a bubble shore excursions. If this antigen will be approved, I think we'll be, I would say, flooded with cruise ships coming.
If we get the protocols approved, could 22 be the biggest year ever? And who is coming to Israel potentially for the first time?
For turnarounds, it's going to be something that we never saw. Because, you know, we have this beautiful shipping line called Mano Shipping. It's mainly for Israelis, and we know it for many years. They have a very nice ship called the Crown Iris. But now you can add to it the Rhapsody of the Seas of Royal Caribbean that will start on August, and you will have the MSC Lyrica, and you even see the NCL Epic coming on November. So this is something that even us as a terminal, we never saw it.
And that would be a good point to hear from Nick Wilkinson, the Regional Vice President at Norwegian Cruise Line.
Israel's a very important market to me. I've been with Norwegian nearly 20 years, and I've seen it grow from a small market to 2019. Excluding the US and Canada, Israel was the sixth largest market for guests joining NCL ships worldwide. I can't believe it's nearly 2 years since I've been there. I need to come back quickly, please. I need to walk the front to Tel Aviv. I need to go to Rothschild Street. I need to get up to Herzliya. So, you know, I'm really missing the Israeli elements at this moment.
We're really excited to have you on our Haifa Cruising podcast because you've got big news about Norwegian Cruise Line and Haifa.
If you look at Norwegian Cruise Line, the Israeli market has really got a love affair of Norwegian Epic, one of our 17 incredible resort-style ships. And the Norwegian Epic is going to make a debut. You know, she's going to be cruising from Rome over to Haifa on the 5th of November. But for the first time in our history, we're going to do an embarkation in Haifa and not on a small ship, on Norwegian Epic. I knew we were going to get there eventually to do an embarkation, but we're bringing the ship the Israelis have the love affair with. The itinerary is great, including Livorno, going into Florence, Naples, Kustassian Turkey, Istanbul, Limassol, Rhodes, Patmos, within the itinerary itself.
What can our listeners expect if they join Epic in November this year?
It's about freedom, flexibility, choice. You know, up to 17 dining experiences there for your customers to enjoy. They may want, you know, a teppanyaki tonight with a show going on. Tomorrow night, they want to go to Le Bistro, the French bistro. The next one to a Cagney steakhouse. The whole of the style of NCL is about giving this freedom and flexibility of choice from entertainment through to dining to facilities on board. You know, our competition is not the other cruise lines. Our competition is the land-based resorts, where we can offer a lot more than many resorts around the world.
What about kosher? How much can our more observant Jewish listeners enjoy Norwegian's offering?
Kosher is a very, very important part of our offering within NCL. So we offer the pre-prepared kosher meals on all our sailings worldwide. The only request we have is that the guests will actually pre-request them 30 days prior to sailing. And they have a choice. They can see the kosher menus prior to booking, and they can do their pre-booking. They're ordering the different meals there respectively for their actual cruise. I know we're talking about food here, but I can't ignore the entertainment. A ship like the Epic, you've got the Broadway-style shows from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. You've got the pool areas for the kids as well as the adults, the water slides, ice bar, comedy bar, Howl the Moon, a Spiegel circus tent. What else could you want in your holiday?
The one thing I don't want is if it turns out that the audience comes in dress for the Priscilla show, is the thought of Mark dressing up. That's the one thing I wouldn't want on a cruise.
You say that. I had a photo shoot on Monday and I had to wear makeup. I'm very comfortable in my makeup.
I'd say quiet.
What about the rest of Norwegian's highlights in 22 and 23 around the world?
We offer itineraries from Alaska to Hawaii to the Mediterranean, the Baltic to Asia. The most popular itineraries are in the Mediterranean and Baltic for the Israeli guests, but we're seeing the Israeli guests now also looking further afield. Some of the big highlights have to be the launch of our new class for 2022 with the Prima class. There'll be the Norwegian Prima launching in August this year, and she's got a really exciting itinerary, which is going right across up to Reykjavik and Iceland. And if I look at these itineraries for 23, a lot of Israelis want to get the London fix. Coming to London, shopping. Next for 2023, we'll have the Prima sailing out of Southampton to Reykjavik or doing it in reverse. So another itinerary which we feel will actually resonate incredibly well with the Israeli markets. If we come back to the Epic, we talk about the Epic in later this year once you come across to Haifa. But during the course of the summer, and what has been so popular with the Israeli guests is where she's cruising out from Barcelona or Rome, and she's including Corsica, Naples, Florence, Cannes in the actual itinerary itself. Again, we continue on. We're talking about the next of our new builds of the Prima class for 2023. The second of the Primas will be launched with the Norwegian Viva. Some great itineraries, 8 nights from Lisbon, going right across to Athens. And over the course of the 6 years, we're launching 6 of these Prima class ships.
How has Omicron affected NCL? And do you think we're over the worst now?
We've had to modify a number of itineraries, particularly in the Caribbean, particularly in Cape Town. This year, we had to, unfortunately, our debut in Cape Town, we've had to postpone until December this year. But we're seeing the sentiment improving worldwide at the moment. And you've seen that both in the UK market, the Australian market, where the governments are opening, the restrictions relaxing. So I'm very optimistic.
You mentioned the two Prima class ships that Norwegian Cruise Line are launching over the next few years. What differentiates these ships from your current fleet?
The Norwegian Prima is a brand new style, brand new class of ship. It's going to take the best of everything we've learned in our over 50 years history. We've always been innovators in the marketplace. First, have a private island. And one of the innovations I particularly like with the Prima is she's similar scale to our larger ships, the Bliss, the Encore, the Epic, but she has less guests. On double occupancy, she'll only carry 3,300 guests, where the larger ships, a similar size, are 4,000 plus. So I think that's quite a key piece. And then, of course, I have to talk about food. Food is such an important part of cruise. And, you know, we want to make sure we continue to have that choice. So we've already announced our upscale, the Indulgence Food Hall, which is taking like the best cuisines from around the world with cooking stations in a restaurant. We'll have the first on our ships of the Ocean Walk Glass Bridge, the concourse with sculpture, bringing art and sculpture alive aboard the ship. And again, I go back to the spacious. You got the Haven Suites. We'll have more space, and all the Haven Suites, the public areas, will be sea-facing. I have to talk about the Broadway shows. We talk about, you know, Vasilla Queen of Desert on the Epic, Burn the Floor on the Epic. The Prima comes again with her Broadway show, the Donna Summer Musical, and it'll be the first at sea, transforming afterwards into a full disco.
Do the new Prima class ships return something to the environment?
The sea is our livelihood. And the one thing that we do is to ensure that we're protecting the environment we're working in. It could be as simple things from sulfur emissions. All the new ships and retrospective across our existing fleet, we've been fitting these sulfur cleaning elements to there. They're called scrubbers, and they've been fitting them to all the actual ships there to take the sulfur out. We have a full environmental program aboard every ship. And actually, on board the ships, we want the customer to see it. So we even offer a behind-the-scenes tour that takes them into the recycling area, where they can see the way we recycle all food oils, we recycle, you know, how marine oils are recycled, how tin foil is recycled, plastics. And then we take them right down into where we do the food storage, to how we actually ensure we don't have food wastage. The environmental footprints that we have, we want to show how we're actually working to actually improve that all the time. It's a very important part of what we actually do.
Where can our listeners out there get more details of how to book Norwegian cruises? And what special offers you have?
You know, we have two incredible offers out in the marketplace in the Israeli market. The most popular by far is our BOGO, where the second person will go free on particular name cruises, including the Epic, in the summer months, and only pay taxes. So that's a great offer there. To get more information, please go across and talk to your travel expert, the travel agents out there, or visit at ncl.com. We have full details on there, including if they want to know more about our environmental footprint, we even have our sail and sustainability report actually online, where they can actually look at there and learn more and more about the environmental footprint, because I know that's key for a number of actual listeners.
Nick, you've been one of our most enthusiastic guests. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Nick Wilkinson, Regional Vice President for Israel, the Middle East and Africa for Norwegian Cruise Line. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I look forward to welcoming you and your listeners on board our ships.
Haifa Port Fact File. El Al, Air Canada, BA, American, Delta, United, Turkish and Virgin fly direct to Ben-Gurion Airport. The easiest way to get to and from Haifa Port Cruise Terminal is by taking the train to Haifa Center Hashmona. If you come by car, you can drive up to the terminal parking lot, drop off passengers and luggage, but you can't park inside the terminal. There's a bus station just outside. Downtown Haifa, a 5-minute walk from the terminal, has developed rapidly in the past few years, and you can find a variety of restaurants, pubs and shopping. Culture Trip recommends Hanamal 24, Ain Al Wadi, Fatouche, and for kosher food, Hakube Shel Efi. The currency is the Israeli shekel, and 100 Israeli shekels are worth $31 as of February 2022. Hotels near Haifa Port include the Golden Crown and Dan Carmel. Check out cruisehaifa.com for information about the terminal, excursions and businesses that will give discounts if you present them with your cruise ship card. Cruise schedules can be found at haifaport.co.il/en/tourism. to end this cruising special, let's go back to Zohar Rom from Haifa Port, who believes what's going to happen over the next few months is going to be a game changer for the Israeli market.
It will make Israelis for the first time having variety of cruises going out of Israel for variety of days and itineraries. You can go to Kush Hadassi and you can go to Piraeus as well as the Greek islands and of course Cyprus. Or you can have with mano shipping very short itineraries, like maybe going for a night or two only for Limassol and coming back, only for the weekend. Not every port can be a home port, not only because of the infrastructure, but also because of the source market that you have or don't have. I think that we proved the potential last year with the canceled season, and we'll have to see next year how it's going. I'm sure it's a big challenge for the marketing people in the cruise industries as well. Even like MSC Lyrica is going to come 30 or 40 times with tourists from Piraeus. Half ship is going to be tourists, half ships is going to be Israelis. So it's one thing to make a ship full, and they are always full when you come one or two times a year. But when you come 20 or 30 times a year, it's not so easy to make the ship full. It's a huge challenge for all of us, and I hope we'll handle it.
During the last few years, have you made changes to the port and the terminal to cope with the increased capacity, the increased testing that will take place?
Well, this is the second thing that was good this year, because when we thought that the Odyssey is coming, of course, I finally got enough budget, you know, to bring all the equipment and infrastructure that I wanted to the terminal. We built a new hall for the check-ins. Together with the operations of Royal Caribbean, I learned a lot because they have so many experience. And it was funny because we were supposed to be the only cruise ships sailing around the world, you know, so all the executives in Royal Caribbean had enough time to spare with us and taught us about the operational efficiency. And we bought new conveyors that going from the halls to the pier to the ship. We learned how to deal with the cages that the new ships are handling. And for the Israelis, we bought a lot of face recognition machines for the immigration. And the PCR tests that we will probably need to do for the Israelis coming back when doing the turnarounds, we will have tents. We'll put, like in Ben-Gurion, we rented tents and we'll do all the PCR testing in the tents. We think about all other options to do the PCR more efficiently. Maybe some of the ships will do the PCR test on board. Maybe if the antigen will have to be done by some professional people, we will handle this as well.
Back to the practicals for those people listening who might want to sail from Haifa. How do they get to the terminal?
We have a very big train station just outside the terminal. I'm talking about 2 to 3 minutes walk. That's it. Very comfortable. And this train station called Haifa Center Hashmona, you can reach it from Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. You can reach it from Nahariya in the north. You can reach it from Modi'in, from Be'er Sheva, from everywhere. And you disembark, you leave the train, and in 2-3 minutes, you are in the terminal. One thing that I must maybe emphasize is that we don't have parking lots inside the port. If you want to come with the bus, we have a bus station just outside the terminal as well. It's called Metronet.
Do you have a website with all the details of all the cruises that will be coming and going through Haifa this year?
We have two websites. One website is what you are looking for, is the cruise ships that are coming with tourists and cruise ships that are embarking from Haifa. You can find all the details with photos, nice photos of the ships in the website of the ports. haifaport.co.il. Again, haifaport.co.il. The website of the Haifa Port company is divided into cargo and cruises. Just go to the cruise section and then you have the itineraries for all the cruise ships and the dates that are coming, whether they are embarking from Haifa or just calling Haifa. And we have another website called cruisehaifa.com. But this is mainly for tourists that are coming for a day or two to Haifa. They have all the information they need as tourists coming to Haifa.
Zohar Rom from the Port of Haifa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to pack my Hawaiian shirt, my Bermudas, and get cruising.
You can pack up and disappear. The image of you in your Bermudas leaves something to be desired.
I won't mention you in your Speedos. A big, big, big thank you to Zohar Rom, to Ben Boldin from Royal Caribbean, and to Nick Wilkinson from Norwegian Cruise Line.
I'd also like to say a big thank you to the backroom team, both at Norwegian and RC, for all of your help along the way in planning this particular podcast.
Quiz question?
We could do the quiz question now.
Olivia de Havilland, Tom Hanks, Don Ameche, and Kathy Bates are among 32 Oscar-winning guests on which long-running ABC TV show?
I know the answer.
Go on, then.
The Love Boat.
Was that you trying to sing?
No, I just got like this funny thing going on in my throat in the middle of saying, Love Boat.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm feeling seasick suddenly.
Do you remember, talking of which, the first time you and I went on a cruise, we shall not mention the name of the company, but do you remember feeling rather ill?
But that was the food, I think. Bit too much hummus.
Choppy Mediterranean, who would have thought?
I've once done a North Sea cruise. If you want choppy, the swimming pool went like that. It was like a wave machine on its own. You could get flipped up in the air.
Well, as you and I know, having sailed through the Mediterranean with Royal Caribbean, the size of the ships these days, they're so enormous that other than a massive storm, you really don't feel a thing anymore.
If you enjoyed our cruising podcast, we go down on... Well, David goes down on bended knee. I don't go down on bended knee because of my back. But
it's his Bermuda shorts.
Yeah.
Rip.
Please give us a 5-star rating. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, on Instagram and on Twitter, our handle is @MarkDavidPod. And there you can ask us questions, you can see pictures, you can interact with us and find out more about the podcast.
You might also require therapy after doing so, but thanks so much indeed for joining us as we sailed on our cruising special.
And I'm off to buy some new Bermuda shorts now.
Rip. We'll see you the next time on the travel edition of the Jerusalem Post podcast.
Ship ahoy.
Aye aye, Captain Mark.